This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Hey.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, a lot of people hear somebody yelling about the people having the power. That's what created the wealth, the industry, the ideas. If not, we have stagnant North Korea or ancient feudalism. People hear that and they go, oh, that's scary. Yeah, freedom is scary, isn't it? All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. I pulled up more footage of Hitler returns to Germany from France, and just the French out parading, hailing Hitler. I found some of the footage I knew I'd seen before of them hailing him. And I guess they're doing it again for Macron. Did they steal the election by 30 points against Le Pen? Or do they really just submit this bad, wanting to be domesticated, scared of freedom? I hate to run down the French. They helped us found our country. They used to be very smart, very warlike, very inventive, very strong people. But I guess Napoleon killed half their military-age men, and all the fighters are dead. French used to be taller than Brits. Napoleon liked to put the tall guys in the front line to intimidate people. So I don't blame the French. They just learned to roll over. They don't want to have the Brexit. They want to be ruled by the EU. They want to be slaves. They want the socialist parties to be tax-exempt and rule over them. Bondage is their god. We'll talk to John in Canada, Abel, Sean, Robert, Jacob, Tony, Jared, Dakota, John, who's up first here? Let me look at these calls. Up first, and let's talk to John in Canada about the election in France. Go ahead.
Greetings from the former People's Republic of Canada with a K. How are you today, there, Alex?
You know, I'm just bummed out. Do you think it was rigged through media control and manipulation or rigged as a ballot box?
I really don't know. I haven't been following that close, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if it was rigged. It just seems like everything is just going so fast, so crazy. I really don't know what to say. Like, they're bringing out, like, nationalism is the big enemy, and they don't want to hook up socialism with that national socialist ideal, right?
No, they don't. But that's what's crazy is that France is now under German control, not the German people, but the Germans are running the EU, and it's just crazy to see France again conquered by Germany.
Yeah. Another thing is I'm seeing it all through the media how everything nationalistic. Like, personally, being nationalistic is, I like my country. I think my leaders should stick up for their country before other countries.
If you're not nationalistic, you're global, then your interests are sold out. You need the nation to stick up for the people's interests, or you get one-sided deals. But
exactly.
Under globalism, it says don't look out for yourself. Be a chump. Be an idiot.
Exactly, man. Even the movie about Einstein or the series about Einstein, Genius, they're bringing nationalism into that, like, big time. And, yeah, it was there, but it wasn't socialist. They're not bringing out the whole socialistic issue of it, you know? They're vilifying anything. Like, even in Canada, we got the series called The Handmaid's Tale, which is just disgusting. It's propaganda. You know, you don't see Christians hanging people with cranes.
I was about to say, The Handmaid's Tale is coming back out. It was a 1980s film with Robert Duvall, where Christians basically act like Islam and enslave women. And then, meanwhile, it's Christianity that empowered women and ended slavery. So they reverse it with new Hollywood movies coming out with interviews about how horrible Christians are putting hoods on women's heads when that's what Islam does. Don't you love it? Meanwhile, the feminists are putting on hijabs now, USA Today, in solidarity with Islam.
Yeah, exactly. I just see stuff just going so crazy. I see people in online forums, like people showing up that haven't been there before, and they're guarding. They break forum rules. I don't know, Alex. All I got to say is thanks for everything. You rock. And can I just add one more thing?
Of course, you're live on air, brother.
Okay, man. About 10 years ago, you were on one of your famous rants about, you know, having kids and everything else. And you might be a little embarrassed by it, but thanks, because I kind of listened to it. And my wife was pressing me to have kids, and I said, "Well, yeah, let's do it." Now I got two beautiful children, and you kind of had me take a second look at that, man.
Aren't they the best thing in the world?
They're awesome, man. It's great.
And they're funny. They're entertaining. They're hilarious. I'm my best friends, but I'm also their dad. And I just, all I want is a good world for them. And then you're investing in the future. By having children, you become humanity. You then literally merge with it all.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Hour number two. Roger Stone coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll continue with your calls. I'm going to race through your calls right now. Macron, the Rothschild banking agent, the Hollande globalist, has won by 65% reportedly in France. They have their election started on Saturday in a runoff between, of course, Marine Le Pen and himself. And he's now won. Was it a victory of media propaganda? Because in polls, she was a dead heat or ahead of him. Or have they engaged in massive election fraud? There's a lot of evidence. There's videos on Infowars.com. There's videos on my Twitter at Real Alex Jones of the ballots coming in without Marie Le Pen on them. Hollande, the outgoing socialist president, said he would use national security to stop Le Pen being elected. But think about how nationalists and patriots and populists are now either winning or almost winning everywhere in the world. We've come a long way. Globalism is in crisis. All right, Abel. Let's go to California and talk to Abel. Abel, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Dude, Alex the Man Jones. How you doing, man?
Good. What do you think about the situation in France?
Dude, before I get to that, listen, I know you got a lot of people listening. I hope there are. So I'm going to tell you this right now, and I'll make it as quick as I can. I've been supporting you now for a long. I mean, I've been a fan of you guys for a while now. I called last time, and I'm so blessed to be able to call back. And I'm sorry about that. I just want to say I am a huge fan.
We're not screening your calls. A lot of folks call. They want to be screened live on air. You're on air right now. Go ahead and say what you want.
Thank you, man. I love it. First off, you know, it's okay. I don't want to curse, but you know, it's BS, man. Okay, the people were robbed. The people were straight up robbed. You know what? People want to play patty cake. They want to go ahead and say, no. You know what? Enough with that. People, I don't know about you, but I am ticked off. I'm tired of this crap. I'm tired of seeing people being screwed, okay?
I don't know how Le Pen was ahead in the polls or a dead heat or behind a little bit, and then she loses by 25 points magically. I mean, it sounds really suspicious. But the French have gone into Stockholm syndrome, before. They like to be cuckolded, you know, at least in some of their most recent past. But you're saying your gut tells you that the French government or the EU stole the election?
Look, you see, that's what it's always going to come down to. It's always going to come down to, unless you have the facts, unless you have this, unless you have that. You know what, man? We need to look past that little stuff already. We know what's going on. We see what's going on. And any time we go ahead and we play the little game of, oh, you don't have proof, guess what happens with us? You know what?
No, I hear you. We know they've lied. We know they've been caught. We know they were saying that the Brexit was going to fail, but then they actually won to pull out of the EU. The EU was unelected. It's a tyranny. Thank you so much, Abel. Good point. He's super excited. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Chicago. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's Sam. First of all, I want to tell you, back in early March, I blew out my right knee. I dislocated my knee and I tore all the cartridge. And the reason I'm saying that is because I've been taking a double dose of DNA force. I'm up walking around again. I'm not going to need surgery.
Wow.
So, it's been a lifesaver.
Well, since you said that, let me just briefly say this, because they have all these national news pieces saying I'm an actor, I'm a fraud, I voted for Obama. No proof, no nothing. They just say it, hoping listeners and viewers read it to hurt us. And they make jokes about our sleep aid knockout. I invented knockout. I was buying melatonin for myself. Sometimes I can't sleep. It was 1995. I talked to my big producers. They said, melatonin's like $3 for a bottle like that. And I said, wow, it's all markup. And they said, yeah. And I said, well, I noticed melatonin won't knock me out alone. But I said, if I take L-tryptophan, or if I take, that's in meat, or if I take valerian root with it when I'm not being able to sleep sometimes, it totally knocks me out. I said, can we add L-tryptophan, valerian root, and the same dose of melatonin with lemon balm, chamomile, and a key acid that accelerates together? And the scientist said yes. So we produced a 1995 sleep aid that is changing the world. And in fact, I've got major folks wanting to put it in grocery stores right now. No one thought to put all this together. It's $15 right now, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you for saying you like DNA Force. DNA Force is not $15. It's a lot more because there's like $50 a product in just one thing in it. The BioPQQ is from the Japanese Mitsubishi America. It's the only one that's organically produced by organic. It's actually not synthetic. It's got the CoQ10 and everything else in it. We're allowed to say by the FDA, because it's a drug in Europe, the BioPQQ and the CoQ10, that it is nerve regrowth factor, regenerates it, cleans out the mitochondria. This is the Rolls Royce. It's sold for 4 or 5 times this, similar brands in Europe, by medical doctors. So I'm sorry to interrupt you. Just wanted to back up what you're saying. We've got big discounts on it all right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can't speak to what other people say. You're an actor and all that. I have a feeling that that's part of their shtick. But,
But it doesn't matter. I'm up here covering real issues. I'm the Easter Bunny. Of course I'm not an actor. But here's what they do. I'll do some outrageous deal, you know, in a lizard suit or as the Joker. And they go, oh, my God, you really believe kids should die? And I go, no, I'm saying I'm the Joker. Take your vaccines. Drink your fluoride. You're going to die. I'm being an actor. Then they go, oh, you're an actor. And I go, yes, 10% of the time, 5% of the time, it's very clear when I'm doing a skit. Don't people understand satire?
Before I get to my point, I'll prove
I'm
that
sorry
I'm
to interrupt.
Not,
I apologize. Go ahead.
Before I get to my proof, I'm not an actor. I'm also a Prime membership subscriber.
Thank you.
That could be improved. I think that could be greatly improved. But the DNA Force, the knockout, I just got that from your...
No, you're right. We launched the paid app, and I just haven't done a lot of the live feeds and stuff. We're gonna add to that. I apologize.
Okay. Let me get to my point about Colbert and Kimball. I know some of those guys from the 90s. I was involved in comedy, and that was my my hobby in college, and a little bit outside of college. And my deal was, and you could submit jokes to these shows. And I would do that. My friends would do that. I know people that were writers on the shows. And I still know people that are writers now. And you could submit jokes, and if you got a joke that got in, you get like $88 or something. So I would do that. But back in the 80s, and this is going to get my point about Colbert and why he's on Goofy on you so much. Back in the 80s, Johnny Carson had 20 million people watching. Then he had Leno and Letterman back in the 90s and 2000s. And it was like 8 and 10 million people watching those shows. Now you have 2.5 million people watching Colbert at night. That's nothing. It's like 10% of what Carson did. They're making $50,000 a spot, which is nothing. The show's not profitable. And then on those late night shows, what you don't realize is every minute they have ratings, because every minute somebody's turning the show off to go to bed. So, and able to make it to that first commercial spot and that second commercial spot, what they have to do is get people to keep the television on and not turn it off. And what better way to do that than to goof on you and maybe get a half million people that listen to you out of the 40-50 million people to watch every night. It's increasing their ad revenues, and it's getting people to watch. That's what
you're absolutely right. The whole corporate media is a shadow of its former self. But when they play the Colbert clips on every other news channel, then it becomes big. But they're only big when they're political, and then that doesn't even help their advertisers. It helps the other shows that are playing it. So that's my point, is that I don't need Colbert. He needs me. We really do have 3 or 4 million people a day tuning into the syndicated show weekdays, a couple million to the Sunday show. Then all the derivatives, it's huge. So there's this paradigm where his show isn't big, but when it goes on all the other shows, it is big, but they only put him on the other shows when he says something horrible about myself or others to hurt me. So then how do I respond to that?
To be honest, I just goof on him. I mean, Alex, you could do his comedy. You could do the same jokes funnier than he can. I don't think he's very funny. I've never thought he was very funny. I saw him in the 90s. He's desperate, pathetic.
Sure, I mean, I'm trying to sound nice when I say he comes off as a nice guy. The thing is, I don't hate him individually. I just, it's weird to be attacked constantly, and then they even say that they're you, and then you don't get a, it's like they're saying I'm a Russian spy in Congress, having Defense Department hearings in the House Armed Services Committee, and then no one calls me to the committee. It's like, you know, it's like I'm a Russian agent, but no proof, and I can't go to the committee. It's just like crazy. Thank you so much. And yes, I need to update the new app. We're going to do more on that. You're absolutely right.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media.
You want answers?
Government cover-ups. You want answers?
Well, so do we!
So does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go right back to your phone calls, bam, 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 to Tony, then Robert, then Jacob, then Dakota, John, and others. These callers are great, though. They're making a lot of really good points. I haven't talked a lot about Colbert and all the rest of it. It's just that they're constantly attacking me. They're constantly lying about me. And they're constantly lying about you. And they get away with stuff that nobody else would. They're the big liberal censors that want to censor everybody. But then they don't get censored. And I'm not calling for them to get censored. It's just, he's all defiant. I'll call whoever I want, such and such as. I call a congressman that, and they say, shut Alex Jones off the air for his homophobic slurs. When I'm in it just like Colbert did, saying that Congressman Peter Schiff is the establishment's minion. When I called him a butt boy, that's what I meant. Everybody knows what butt boy or such and such sucker means. It means you're on the payroll. You're a patsy. You're a minion. You're a puppet. And if I can't use colorful language that everybody else uses on mainline television, then what planet are we on? But again, you don't want to compete with me. Let's go to Tony in Nevada. Thanks for holding, Tony. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's an honor to speak with you. I've been a listener and supporter since 2003, and I think I have some exciting news despite the election results in France on the truther front. Some exciting things happening, if I could share that with you real quickly. I have been led by the Lord to be a part of a coalition of programmers and designers of games. Many of them have worked on titles such as Call of Duty. Our artist and animator works with Scott Coffin. He has Five Nights at Freddy's fame. We pulled together a team of guys who are creating the first ever anti-Illuminati New World Order game. It'll be downloadable to Steam, Google Play, the iStore, and we're extremely excited, and I was hoping I might be able to share our website with you.
Please.
Thank you. These are Christian programmers, so we're headed up under the title Jesus is Lord Games. It's www.jilgames.com. You can go see a preview, a short preview video, and then click over
say
to...
Say that slowly. Jesus is Lord.
Sorry.
Jesus is
Game.
Lord. I'll have to say that anyway.
Yeah.
This is just unbelievably correct.
So sorry.
Jesus
I'm
is
so
Lord
sorry.
Games.com.
Yes. www.jilgames.com. All one word there, .com. Thank you, Alex, for even letting us mention it. And
let's stop one thing. I'm honored to have you call. Let's just stop. I'm honored. You're the show. You put up with me, okay? And because, look, nobody's perfect, but even a guy that's decent like me, you're on the air hours a day, you're going to say some stuff that's really obnoxious. So here's the deal. We're going to change culture by radio, TV, art, literature. It's Patriots with all the new liberty-based video games that are coming out and the truly Christian films that are coming out that are outgrossing Hollywood that are financially about to break their back. We have to build our culture. We have to vote with our dollars. We have to support the truth. and build something greater out of that by building an economy, building an ark, building a remnant, building a future. So don't thank me for letting you plug a video game. I want to have video games I can play with my children that are dynamic, that are professional, but are also truth-based. So I'm so excited. Tell me about JesusIsLord.com, JIL.com, this new video game.
JIL Games. Yeah, I'm so sorry. JILGames.com. But Alex,
so it's G-I-G?
Sorry. I deeply apologize. Yeah, J-I-L as in Jesus. J-I-L Games, all one word, .com. And we actually want this to bless InfoWars. Part of what we want to do is take a third, at least a third of the money made from this game, maybe more. We're seeking God on that and everyone else in the truth community. We've been wanting to get a hold of you desperately. We want this to benefit. We want to sting them back. One of our programmers said, let's poke the dragon in the eye. With what they're doing to you, Alex, at InfoWars, with the trying to cut the advertising, they're going after Drudge. It's obvious that we're in a fight for our lives. There's no doubt we're in a fight for our lives.
That's right. So, the attack we're under in the last year is as much as I had in 22 years previous, all in just a few months. And it's exponential. But the great thing is, as bad as it gets, and it's hard, every time doors close, other doors open. And I've got faith in God, so don't worry about me.
Man. Well, thank you, Alex. Our hope was, anyway, just a thought that we've been wanting to fight is to supplement.
Well, that's exciting. Tell folks about Jesus is Lord Games and his new game.
Is called The Secret of Acadian Island, and we're right now trying to pull together funds. We got the game about 20% done, and like I say, a lot of these guys have worked on Call of Duty, Five Nights at Freddy's before, you know, Scott Cawthon got huge. Our animator worked with him for years, because that's like a billion-dollar franchise right now, Five Nights at Freddy's. But anyway, our animation, our games are going to be powerful. They're going through the storyline God had given me a long time ago. It was a script I tried to get to Mel Gibson about 2000. We're using that as the base for the game. And in there, we're wanting desperately to connect with individuals such as yourself and others, and we will literally take directly from the headlines as your character is going through the game. You're going to be dropped into an island. There's a secret underground that you're a part of, and this is based on reality right now because you've had Steve Quill and other people on, and I've talked personally with some of the people you've had.
So there's a whole breakaway civilization, above ground, below ground, you name it.
Yeah, there's a lot of military out there that love this country and that have stood up at the highest levels, and you've interviewed them, okay? You've interviewed them, as others have, right? And that's what this is based on.
Well, listen, military. Let's do this. Let me put you on hold. One of the main producer, Nico Acosta, is out there. He will get your information. We'll look at the game. This is the exact type of stuff I need to promote, because I don't even care about getting the money from it. I just want to win. I want things that reach out and affect change and build an economy based on truth. That's what the globalists are scared of, is us voting with our own dollars. So all I want to do is win. So I'll put you on hold, and we'll talk to you and get you guys on as guests via Skype. You can send us clips of the game, you name it. We can talk about it, because will this game save the world? No, but all of us together will, with God's help. Thank you, Tony. We'll put you on hold. Okay, let's go to Robert in California. He wants to talk about self-censoring culture. That's a great point. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Listen, I think they are pushing our buttons to where we are self-censoring. When Gobert said President Trump is a Johnson holster, he's calling all of us who voted for President Trump one. In the movie,
yeah, he's saying we're all minions of Putin. They said French that don't want to be under EU control or Russian agents. Since when did the Russians become God and run everything? I don't want to be under George Soros. Forget the Russians. If the Russians were in my business, I'd be in their face.
My God, if the Russians themselves were as popular as they say they are, they're already taking over the world.
Exactly.
Now, getting back to my statement here, in the movie American President, Dreyfus's character attacked the president's girlfriend. I don't know if you're familiar with the movie or not.
Yes.
He comes up to the podium at the end of the movie, and he starts rattling off this whole thing. President Trump needs to step up to the news podium and dot their I's on live TV. We need to rise to the challenge. CBS, right? Isn't that?
Robert, stay there. I'm going to come back to you after the break. I went to you late. Stay there. Don't hang up, okay? Promise?
Promise.
All right, we'll come back to Robert, then to Roger Stone and more calls. Buckley, my great cousin, he's been off and on InfoWars 22 years. He grabbed him by the shoulders before I went on air, about 30 minutes before I went on air, about 2 hours ago. And he said, Trump's problem is he isn't candidate Trump. He's trying to be presidential. He's got to go on the offense. They're his enemy. Get in there and tell him. And I said, you're absolutely right. And so let's talk about that. That's what Buckley's saying. That's what Robert's saying. It's what you're saying.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Got a number 13 tattooed on my back.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red. I was born in the soul of...
We're going to Rogerstown, we're getting on the line right now here in a moment, but I had already had one about this topic, so I'm glad this caller called in, Robert, California, about what Trump needs to do. Talking to my crew earlier today, Trump, the candidate, was hardcore, brazen, politically incorrect. But he's taken that fire-breathing patriot and muzzled it about 90%. There's still rays of sunshine coming in. But I see the media attacking him and his family, trying to bully his aides into submission. Trump won't give in, but he's like a rock out in the middle of the ocean with big waves hitting, and he's standing strong for thousands of years and thousands more to come. If you looked at it as a metaphor, but the people around him are like sand. They're collapsing. They're flowing away. The Jared Kushners on the communist Chinese payroll, his daughter Ivanka thinking she's the president. She goes and kisses the ass of Merkel, calls for Islamists to come in, and Bill Maher jokes a few days later that she's having sex with her dad. Think of the Democrats. Saw Republicans saying things like that. I got up here and said Obama was having sex with his daughters. I'm not saying that. The media is so corrupt, they'll probably edit that out and say I did. Just imagine. Got these weasels like Bill Maher reading off teleprompters with a huge writing staff and Stephen Colbert. It's a joke. Roger Stone will give us his take on what Trump should do. Another breaking news here in a few minutes. But finishing up with Robert in California. You were getting started before we went to break. What does Donald Trump need to do? He needs to take the gloves off and become the man we all loved again. He's gotten so much done that's good. TPP killed, killing NAFTA and GATT, being strong with China, taking out ISIS and Al-Qaeda. $3 trillion in the stock market, $300 billion in new jobs, half a million new jobs. I mean, he's an American president. That's why they hate him. He's not perfect, but he's an American. He's making the decisions. He's doing it. And all these enemies that thought we were broke back and who tried to stop him, they've been proven to be frauds. The media, all of them, and their fake polls. That's why I'm backing Trump, because I know he's for real and they hate it. Think about how bad Hillary'd be right now. But that said, we're loyal opposition. We're going to keep him true. And now, it's up on InfoWars.com. Roger eloquently broke this down on Friday when he was co-hosting with me. Report, Congress holding secret conversations about removing Trump by force if need be, or claiming he's mentally ill. That's the New Yorker magazine, how Trump could get fired. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes with Roger Stone and finish up with your calls after he's been on with us. But go ahead and make your point, Robert, because all of us eat on C-SPAN, talk radio, you name it. Not just when I rarely talk to him or Roger talks to him. Communicate to him. A man surrounded by hyenas. A lion under attack by the wolves. It's more, we should drain the swamp locally. What should Trump do? What should we do? Go ahead, Robert.
Well, like I was saying, Alex, we need to rise to the challenge. I tried to call in the other day, and I missed it by just that much. Listen, you were saying, and I feel you, I really do. You were saying that if we're not getting involved, maybe we do want them to rule over us. Who's to say Trump isn't thinking the same thing? You know, we need to knock out their comms, take out or take over their media. I mean, we need to just shout them down and do whatever it is to get them and petitions.
I knew how to beat the Clintons because he has a history of rape and settling it. I knew if our listeners took action and went to every live event and screamed Bill Clinton's a rapist, it would psychologically break their will, their whole claim that Trump was a predator when there was no evidence. And I haven't thought of the slogans yet. Quite frankly, they already want to kill me, so I almost don't even want to make it about me, but who else is more prominent? I think people should get on live TV peacefully, not just call on the C-SPAN, get in front of cameras, get on at live events, go to Democratic events, go to these town halls where they're paying people to bust them in to shout down the Freedom Caucus and Trump. I think all of you, you're the answer. Just get out there and say, InfoWars.com is forbidden. You'll never stop America. We know America's run by foreign banks. InfoWars.com. Alex Jones is the forbidden information. Roger Stone's the forbidden information. Whatever you want to put out, we're in a total war. I, as a man, have no fear now and just am in bliss, quite frankly, even though stuff's bad for me, because I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, fighting for humanity. So as bad as stuff gets in my own personal life and things, you know what? I'm manning up, and I'm not saying that as in an arrogant way. I'm actually ashamed in a way that I'm not more wimpy, and I don't take stuff more painfully. It's actually the worse it gets, the better, because I see how no matter what happens to this body or my name, I'm winning. The world's changing. I've changed the world. You've changed the world. So no matter what they do to me, let me tell you, at the end of the day, ain't none of the enemy done stuff I've done. And it's not that I'm trying to be some badass or have power. I don't want jets, airplanes, big mansions. I want to be a bone breaker to evil. I want pedophiles and tyrants and scum and wannabe Eddie Haskells to know I broke them. Because I came from good people that were strong. We built America. We created the prosperity. And they want to feed on innocent people? There's going to be a sheepdog come out of those woods to those wolves. It don't matter if 10 wolves come down on me and I end up dying. I'm going to kill 5 of them in the process. And I've already taken out a bunch of them. And I'm not psyching myself up because I don't need to. The truth is, this is all under the surface. I'm born for this war. I'm not some psychoparasite. My feelings are so big and so deep and so strong, I'm ready to lay it all down for everybody. My family, everything's on the line. My name, my treasure, my blood. I wrote John Hancock on that Declaration of Independence, and I mean it, and being pure is the greatest form of being alive. We're going to break in a few minutes. I have Roger Stone holding, busy guy, StoneColdTruth.com, being demonized, being attacked, you name it, former head of the Trump campaign. Roger, what does Donald Trump need to do right now?
Well, he is indeed besieged by hyenas. He's a giant surrounded by midgets. Many of the people who work for him, Alex, still don't understand him, don't understand his genius, don't understand the idiosyncrasies of his leadership style. And of course, there are those who denigrate the way he goes about business, the same way they denigrated Andrew Jackson, Theodore Roosevelt, many of our other tougher and more combative.
They're
presidents.
The spectators, the lesser men that sit back and watch great men strive, fail, or succeed.
That's exactly right. They sit at the edges of the arena, pointing out where the strong man fell or where he could have done things better. But they're lily-livered. They don't have the cojones to jump in the arena themselves. I would say several things that are disturbing me, Alex, and that is I have uncovered Trump-Pence transition documents that indicate to me that virtually every person hired for second and third level positions at the Tillerson State Department was recommended by Condoleezza Rice. That Condoleezza Rice was the chief progenitor of the appointment of Rex Tillerson, something Steve Bannon knew in real time but said nothing about.
So this is Bush 3.
And that Tillerson seems to be under the sway of his deputy, also placed by Condoleezza, a never-Trumper, I might add. Now, Condoleezza Rice is very, very close to Donna Brazile. They're like best friends. And you will recall that Donna Brazile was caught red-handed at CNN handing the questions that were utilized in the debates to Hillary Clinton in advance. Was also on Brazil's watch that the Democratic National Committee strove to steal the nomination from poor old Bernie Sanders. So there's a network here, and of course Condoleezza Rice is the neocon most closely responsible.
Well, Stan, I'm going to give you the floor when we come back in 3 minutes. Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com. Wow, you always, these breaking documents become national news the next day. We're getting an exclusive right now. He has the documents. We're obviously going to come back tomorrow. We can, but we'll show the documents. This is so huge of how they've taken over the Trump administration through Treasury. He will break it all down in 3 minutes on the other side with Roger Stone on Alan Schultz. This is big.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-3369. 1-800-316-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone's our guest. Hopefully you can join me tomorrow during the weekday show to flex the stock market. We only have about 10.5 minutes left right now. Former head of the Trump campaign. I got a big Netflix show. They're saying probably the highest rated ever for Netflix. The Real House of Cards, as he exposes it, coming out here in just a few days. I'm in it as well. Look forward to actually sitting down and watching something like that. It's actually based somewhat in reality. We'll see how they spin it, but Roger thinks it may be somewhat fair. Let's see. But that's a separate issue, Roger. All I know is Trump's for real. Even when he compromises, they only come after him more. He's got a better bill now in the House passed. He's delivering like no president I ever read about in history books. in the first 106-7 days. They're branding him as a failure. They're saying they want to remove him. In the New Yorker magazine, they're having secret meetings about a coup d'etat or a 25th Amendment move. And then members of his cabinet are talking to the newspapers, saying, oh, yeah, we're getting ready to remove him. As you always said, if he brings in people that he thinks can, quote, guide him through the goblin's nest, the big threat is, like Reagan, they'll try to remove him. So in the 10 minutes we have left, you have the floor. Lay out this amazing development, this exclusive, the documents you've gotten, that the entire State Department, for a month, they wouldn't put anybody in. There was a total blockage. Now they're putting their people in from Condoleezza Rice and Donna Brazile. What a nightmare scenario.
Yeah, Alex, this is very, very much like the situation that I encountered around President Reagan. President Reagan, like Donald Trump, knew what he believed and could not be pushed beyond it, despite the very best efforts of the establishment Republicans around him. I mean, I watched Ronald Reagan bend James A. Baker III to his will, not the other way around. And Trump is sometimes brilliant in that sense. I'll give you a specific example. Dr. Henry Kissinger began courting President-elect Trump shortly after he was reelected. Kissinger had actually sent Trump several private messages of encouragement during the campaign. Kissinger considers himself a Republican and has a low regard for the Clintons. Shortly thereafter, this courtship kind of picked up steam. And surprisingly, I am told that Kissinger was among those who opposed troops to Syria, one of the handful of experts that took that position. And I am told that on a recent trip to China, from which Kissinger has just returned, that he was carrying a message for the Chinese, presumably an effective message, because evidently it played some role in the new cooperation of the North Koreans with President Trump's initiative to have the Chinese help us on the North Korean nuclear problem. So you have a classic case here of the president taking an establishment figure but putting him to work for Trump's agenda. And at the same time, I really fear that the decision last week to block Rick Grenell as NATO ambassador made at the State Department was orchestrated by Rice and her quislings around.
So we don't just have deep state that won't leave. We have Trump through his advisors, because obviously he can't micromanage all this, putting more deep state in on top of it.
Well, if you saw the president's remarks after the historic repeal of Obamacare, he said this has united the Republican Party like nothing before. Well, yes, but it also means you can see his advisors keep telling him that that's a priority. I don't think that is the priority. The establishment Republicans, the organization Republicans, they'll get on board if the president's policies are popular. They are. And if they have, if they're free market based enough.
That's right. Trump has to be the leader. He can't sit there and try to court the Republicans.
Well, we tried this before. The first Obamacare bill, which is spilled milk. The liberals still like to talk about it. Trump never loses when he tries and fails. You never lose by fighting. You only lose when you don't fight. You only lose when you step down.
That's right. He's not a loser getting more done than any president in history just because some of what he did failed. He's hard charging. It's why they hate him. You know a man by his enemies. But incredible intel you're giving folks right now. Huge exclusives here, Roger. Keep going.
Tomorrow at 2 Eastern, we're going to name names in terms of who inside the State Department is doing Condi's bidding.
So you're coming on the show tomorrow at 1 Central, 2 Eastern.
That is correct. And I will have, we're going to name names, as they say. It's outrageous here, but it's not unexpected to see that the entrenched political establishment, once they realized they could not defeat Donald Trump, then they figured out that they couldn't destabilize him and discredit him. Now they're seeking to co-opt him. And he, as I've said, he's not career politician. He hasn't hung around Washington waiting for the main chance his whole career. He didn't run for president because he needed to be someone. And he is not yet as knowledgeable about the federal system and how the government works and how Washington works just generally, although he is a master of the news cycle, and he always manages to grab the initiative back from his critics, which I think is his great genius. The fact that they are grumbling about removing him is not at all surprising. They don't understand the the idiosyncratic nature.
I was about to say, he is winning. He's doing a great job. I'm proud to support him. If we expect perfectness for him to get everything done, we're crazy. He's got to compromise. They hate him because he is so successful. He's taken power back from unelected multinationals back to the people. That process is happening. That's why they're panicking. But I sit there and I look at the wholesale demonization, the news saying we're allowed to remove him, trying to mainline a coup d'etat. That really concerns me. And again, that certifies how good he is. I think Trump's biggest threat is not being himself, but also us demanding he be Jesus Christ delivering perfect nirvana on a golden platter, you know, with a silver spoon. It's up to us to be the bulldogs here and to enforce this. His biggest Achilles heel is that we're not still enthusiastic enough backing the untold victories we've had, like a great Supreme Court justice, like a TPP dead, like a $3 trillion in the stock market, like 43% down in illegals coming in, on and on and on.
Well, Alex, you know, let's put this in some perspective. You had Bill Clinton, who was a serial rapist, who assaulted numerous women, yet we're saying Donald Trump is mentally unfit? But let's think about that for just a moment. This is a classic where they want to remove the president, not because of his actions or his manners, but because of his beliefs. He so threatens the New World Order. He so threatens the fact that they now have to connive and scheme and plot to get anything done, whereas before, you know, under Obama, under Clinton, under the Bushes, they had their agenda at every step of the way. So the people who run this country for 30 years are not going to go away easily, and they culturally despise Donald Trump. This is an elitist phenomena.
Exactly.
They
don't like the image of a man standing up and the people standing up. So even if he rolled over, they're going to destroy him. And again, Trump understands that, right, Roger? I mean, I love his family, Ivanka and others. Love them to death. Don't they get kissing the ass of this system is going to destroy them? That shows weakness. I mean, look at Bill Maher and all them turning on her as soon as she sells her dad out. Hasn't she figured out disloyalty is the kiss of death?
Well, look, I'm going to defend both Ivanka and Jared only in the sense that the bad advice they keep giving the president, the attempts to moderate him, as she put it in the New York Times, the idea of coming to grips.
Yeah, Ivanka, we didn't hire you to moderate your dad, sweetheart. Sorry.
No, I don't want a moderated Donald Trump. I want the guy we elected. He doesn't need any moderation. We need the real Trump. I say let Trump be Trump. That's the success.
In fact, I want him to be more aggressive in the campaign.
Well, it's only when he's talked into being timid or into pulling back that they don't do well. The president was elected for a reason on a set of
Remember
ideas.
The first debate where he was nice to Hillary and lost it?
Exactly right. So I think that we're now in a situation in which those who say, oh, Jared and Ivanka can never be displaced, I'm not sure that's right. Let's see how the results of their bad advice plays out when the president unfortunately takes it.
Exactly. Let me stop you there because we need to talk about you and I and us. We're all being censored. We're being blocked because we are effective, because they are scared of us. It's come out the WikiLeaks. They're super scared of you and I. People need to follow you on Twitter, Facebook, Google, but your own website, because they can't censor that as easily, stonecoldtruth.com. You're going to be doing your own weekday show here soon, not just once a week. We're launching a larger operation in the next 2 months. People need to follow you on Twitter. They need to follow us at Real Alex Jones. They need to buy our products. They need to buy the Bill Clinton rape shirt, the exercise of free speech. They need to get the new Paul Watson T-shirt, InfoWarsStore.com, a bunch of big specials in tomorrow. What are your other contact points, Roger?
Well, Alex, you can go to StoneZone.com, which we have now just completely redesigned, kind of archival. RogerStone.com, if you want to get my epic line of books on Johnson, Nixon, Watergate, Donald Trump, the Clintons. Now out, by the way, finally, the Bush crime family out in paperback with two new chapters. You can
sure.
Get that
We're out
Amazon.
Of time, but promise Our tomorrow Lord. You'll talk to them about the big Netflix show. They're saying that's going to be the big hit of the year.
Get me a Roger Stone. Kick it around tomorrow at 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central at InfoWars.
Can't wait for that big exclusive. Wow. That's why they hate us, folks. They know we're not scared to put the exclusives out. The big data. We got the big sources up at the top. Thank you, Roger. Talk to you soon. Amazing person. Great job with the crew. Sorry to the other callers I didn't get to you. Dakota and John. Get back to you tomorrow if you call. I love you. InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We need financial support to maintain...
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.